morning. Welcome to the show In the Mood. Yes, hello everyone. This is the first part of a new program about art and culture. This morning we will be speaking about the power of poetry. What's more, we'll be introducing you to the latest designs from the applied art section. But first, let me welcome our guest. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
Bye.
Here with us in the studio today, there are four students from the final year applied art class. They are here to tell us about a poem they have studied and the designs they have created. So I would like to begin by talking to you, Hannah. Can you tell us about the poem you have been studying?
Thank you, Laura. It's quite a tragic story. From 1940 to 1918, British soldiers were fighting the First World War. It was horrific. Millions of people died and suffered. The British army were in the trenches in northern France, far away from their homes and their country. The violence they experienced made them express their feelings and also their indignation at the appalling situation. So that is why they are so amazing poems.
Thank you, Anna. Now let's turn to our poetry reader, Lola. Lola, you are going to give us a poetry recital. Are you ready to read the poem to us?
Yes. Futility, Wolfhard Owen. Move him into the sun. Gently its touch awake him once. At home, whispering of field and sound. Always it wake him, even in France, until this morning and this now. If anything might rouse him now, the kind old sun, why no? Think how it wake this seed, walk on the clay of cold stars, our limbs, so there are shift, our sight full nerved, still warm, too hard to stir. What is for this crow grow tall? Oh, what's made fortune's sunbeams chill to break earth's sleep at all?
So, a soldier finds the body of one of his friends. He's explaining how he feels. I spoke about it with a friend who thought it was very violent and strong. But for me, futility seems more detached, subtle and delicate. It's very sad and makes us angry, but it is written with such a delicate way. Wilfred Owen is an amazing poet.
That was very moving, Laura, and thank you, Hannah, for explaining what it means. Victor, would you like to tell us how you have used the poem to create your designs?
Hi there, Laura. It's great to be on the show today. As you said, poetry is very moving. That is why it generates such an emotional reaction. For us, that is a great news because we can use our emotions to channel our creativity. Let me describe my mood board.
What does that mean? What is a mood board?
Actually, it's a board where we put our feelings. It's like a thinking process. So we can use graphic creation to express emotions and moods.
Thank you, Victor. How would you describe your mood board?
First, in the background, we can see a map of Europe and France. So my mood boards reflect the metaphors who are present in the poem. There is one between the lines created by the field and the lines created by the word in the field. There is a big contrast in my board too, between the colors and French fields and black and white war photographies. There is another metaphor in my boards who are represented. We can see a woman who saw some things. Is a metaphor between the birds and bombs who were sold during the war.
Thank you, Victor. And for you, Manu, how would you describe your mood board?
I represented both meanings. The first, the meaning of beautiful fields, and the second, that of the soldiers and war, the violence. For example, in the poem, it says, "Until this morning and the snow." So I represented a sunrise with some snow. So I wanted to express my feelings, how I felt from the poem, the peace and the violence, at the same time the sweetness and the brutality.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Samuel, to the technical team.